All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
Now you will receive us.
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Ace of Spades. I'm Ace and I'm here with
James.
Today we're going to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Are you excited?
Not really. I don't really know what it's about.
Superhero dude, are you?
No, I've never seen those people like as superheroes.
Yeah, me neither. Right. I have no idea what it's about either. Like, I keep thinking, like, at the end, like, they're going to intertwine it with the Avengers, or you'll see Iron Man or Samuel Jackson will pop out. He's like, Mr. Tree.
Well, aren't they in space?
Maybe they crash land.
Because, like, maybe they'll see Iron Man go through that
I think
whole
that villain's
vortex
in this, though.
Thing. And be like, whoa, that's cool. And then he'll fall again.
Oh, like they look out the window and they just see this Iron Man, like,
yeah,
go up
just
and down.
A very brief cameo.
Yeah, but do you think, I think that Thanos guy's in it.
I don't know who Thanos.
He's the guy at the end of the Avengers. Remember I was talking about him before?
Samuel Jackson?
No, Thanos. The guy, remember at the very end, past the credits, that guy's like kneeling and he's like, to court them would be to court death.
And then like the aliens?
Yeah, never mind. We'll look it up on your phone later, because once you realize it, you'll be like, oh, but, yeah, I don't know, because maybe they're fighting with the Avengers, I'm not sure, but, yeah, Always Sunny, you're right, it's a lot better than Eastbound and Down.
Yep.
Which I was surprised. Did you like Sin City?
It was interesting.
Yeah, you didn't, I thought you'd be so into it. I was like, did you like the Marv storyline? Was that your favorite?
Which one was Marv?
He's the one with, like, the chin. He's trying to Goldie.
Elijah Wood? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Elijah Wood's part of Marv's storyline.
Well, that's the only reason why.
Was that your favorite part?
Yeah.
Yeah. You felt you related to the serial killer fucking
Wyatt.
Smiling while his head's getting cut off.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Would you want to see the sequel to it? The trailer that we saw?
I guess so, didn't they die in the movie, and then, like, they have him back?
I think this is a prequel.
Oh, that's why they look older?
Well, no, they'd look younger if it was a prequel.
I know, that's why it's, like, they using the same people, but
aged. And they replaced Michael Clark Duncan, it's just, like, another black guy in the trailer. That was funny, I was cutting the old, when we listened to it, it was last week's, because we were talking about Sin City, and you're like, who's in it? And I was like, Michael Clark Duncan, that guy. And very faintly in the background, you can hear, oh. Like, you were just sarcastically, you're like, oh.
No, it was sincere.
It sounded totally sarcastic.
Green Mile.
And then when we were talking about Expendables, I was like, Harrison Ford's in it, and you're like, who's this shit? But,
the third one, Mel Gibson. Can't wait to see that.
Yep. You brought that up, too. Just you're like, him. Mel Gibson. I'm like, Harrison Ford. And you're like, who gives a shit? But, yeah. This episode, I thought we'd focus on trying to come up with a formula for the podcast. Because sometimes I don't want to get hung up like a couple episodes where we just have nothing to talk about. So I came up with an idea. I'm going to have, like, a word at the beginning of each podcast that I'll edit in, like, the word to hear James' special delivery is dragon or something. And if you say the word during the podcast, I'll be like, oh, you just said the word. And you're like, what was the word? And then I play a theme song, and then you have to tell us a story about your mail, like being a mailman, like something that happened on your mail. Sound good?
I'll probably never say dragon.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's not just going to be dragon. But, all right, you got to hear it. It's pretty good.
Well, the nickname to my car is the Red Dragon, so.
Red Dragon? Hey, girls, want to get in the Red Dragon? Like, I don't know what that
vroom,
is.
Vroom, 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 vroom.
All right, ready? This is it. It took me a while to do.
Wait, what are you doing?
This is the theme song. Like, if you say it, this will play.
Welcome to another edition of James Special Delivery.
Well, hello there. What's your name?
James.
Do you have a special delivery for me, James?
I turned your car into a touchscreen. Turn the volume up in your car. That's going to turn up that conversation. Why? Because I can use more of my brain. Yep.
And then you go into telling a story about the man. Let's just say that again. That was Rachel. When we were at work, I said, because I told her she'd be more a part of what I'm trying to do with the whole Ace Films thing. And I was like, I'll just have her do this. And you can hear her crack a little bit towards the end, but I was like, she did pretty good. But
welcome to it.
But did you get how what you were saying about the car? That was from the Lucy podcast. I was trying to find a clip that would relate to what she's saying, and I'm like,
I don't know if it related to what she was
saying. Yeah, I can't explore my brain.
What? Right,
let's hear it again.
Welcome to another edition of James Special Delivery.
I'm trying to do my black man 80s porn voice.
Well, hello there. What's your name?
James.
Do you have a special delivery for me, James?
I turned your car into a touchscreen phone. I'm going to turn the volume up in the car. That's going to turn up that conversation. Why? Because I can use more of my brain. Yep.
Just run away. So, James, what is the story for this? We're not going to do it now, but, like, each week you'd have a story prepared.
So why am I talking to her about a car?
I don't know. Like, I literally was like, it was supposed to be, like, this hyper-sexualized thing, and I was like, it was supposed to, I was going to have her be like, do you have a special for delivery for me, James? You were going to be like, fuck yeah, and it was supposed to be like, zip, but, like, you never say anything like that in the podcast. It's always like, James, yep. And then, like, I find this one clip of you going on about Lucy. I had a ton of clips of you ranting about Lucy, and I was like, this is actually sounds better, because I had her record the, she originally didn't really work, because the way she said it didn't go with it, but after you say, I can use more of my brain, she's like, what? And then you just run away, but the way she sounded, it sounded weird. But, yeah, that's one thing I came up with. But she's looking good, Rachel. Like, I don't know what it is, if it's, like, some... Because literally a month ago, I was just like, yeah, it's Rachel or whatever. But now I see her, and I'm like, it's Rachel. She's like, I can hear you, John. I'm like, just... I don't know, but, yeah. She's going to be a cool part, like, I think, to add. Because she seems like the type of person where it's like, if I need her for photo shoot, podcast, something, I just call her up, and she'll be there. I think she'll be good. James, Rach, me. And I got all those other people. That's another thing. The last podcast, I think you burped, but I couldn't figure out what the noise were. Because it was like you were talking, and as you were talking, like, a burp went overhead, and you just kept talking with it. So, but yeah. Another thing I wanted to get your feedback on, I didn't know if it'll work or not, is what if we did, like, a time travel thing?
I don't know if I'm capable of...
Well, no, it's like, say I'd be like, it's either going to be movies or an actual place and time. Say, like, I'm be like, hey, James, what movie do you want to go to this week? And you say, I want to go to...
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and then, like, I'd edit in stuff. You're like, let me just type in on my thing, and I'll edit in sound effects, like, boop, 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 and it'll be like, here we go, and it'll be like, boom, boom, and then I literally just add ambiance over our, under our voices of, like, you hear, like, things in the woods and everything, and then, like, the end of the podcast could be, like, a T-Rex
Doc,
coming.
Doc, I have to tell you something about the future.
Yeah, like, Back to the Future mixes in with. But I was thinking that, whereas, like, if it, we were in Jurassic Park, like, no, let's do a different one, for instance, like, but Snakes on a Plane.
I
like,
no, I want to go to Jurassic Park.
Well, we're at Jurassic Park, fuck. We're at Jurassic Park, and... Like, you'd look out your window at one point. Maybe I could type it on my phone so it's not totally improvised. I'd be like, this scene's going on. And you look out your window and you're like, those kids are getting chased by a T-Rex. And I add the sound effect from the movie, like the actual audio clip, but lower it. So it sounds like they're outside of our window, like a mile away, getting chased by a T-Rex. And you're like, oh, that's fucked up. There you need help or something like that. And like, and then we're like, you want to go back to the theater so we can watch this movie? And you're like, yeah. And then we go, and then the audio comes in, and then we come back. Would you want to do that? And we could do the entire podcast in that universe or whatever. And it's one of those things we could decide the movie right there and then. Like, where do you want to go? And you're like, let's go to Lucy so I can scream at her. And then at the end of the podcast, we're going to be like, fuck, she's lifting up a car! She's lifting up a car! And we could have a clip of her saying something like, drive now or something. Like, she could be in our car telling us to drive around because I could. Do you want to do that? Would that be
like
something you're
every
interested
single
in?
One?
Well, or no, we could. Like it could be a special. Yeah, a special. Like same with special the James thing, because there's going to be times when you probably won't even say the word. And welcome to another edition of James. But do you want to do that?
Is there, like.
A special.
I don't want to do it like every single time.
No, we'll do it every now and then if you're like, I kind of want to go to Boondock Saints today. And I'm like, well, good thing we're in it. This can be our time. We could call this car something. This could be a time machine, but we can call it something.
A car machine.
No, okay. This is James' car, but when we do time travel, we're like, guys, we left James' car behind, so you know what that means. We're in the
future.
We'll call our car the future. Future car. No, I need to speak.
Future car and past car.
The movie. Movie mobile.
Gay,
okay. We'll call it the gay future. I don't know. Fuck it then. Or the other thing was, it might be a little sensitive, but maybe we could. It could be a. I guess we could do a movie since this is themed for movies, but it was going to be a time travel thing where, like, I want to go back to 1863, and we go back there, and it's like, say some operatic theater, you're like, what time are we in? And then you hear a gunshot, and you see, what's his name, William Hux Booth? We're like, isn't that the guy that killed? And we see this, what's that guy leaning over and blood dripping from his top hat? And we're like, oh, this is Abraham Lincoln's assassination, or whatever. Or like, we can time travel, and like, there's like ambiance of woods and everything, and we're like, why are those black people running through the woods? They're like, oh, we're in the Underground Railroad, and there's Harriet Tubman leading the way.
Stop her!
Go, Harriet! And they're like,
freeze!
I guess we'll go with the movie one. That makes more sense.
I'm on your side, slave wranglers. Yeah.
Get them. Like, but John, are you half black? Look, like, James, shut the fuck up. It's like, this guy's gay, too. He's totally half gay, half black. I mean, go get him! That's another thing. That's a good segue, too. I'm not totally against gays. Okay, what's your opinion? If somebody say, like, are you for or against homosexuality?
I got no problem with them getting married and whatever. I just don't like...
Don't get near like, me?
Yeah, I don't like seeing it, like, public places. Like,
if you type in porn on the internet, you're like, don't show me that.
Well, like... But more like...
Well, don't you like... Don't like that with... Do you like that with straight people? Public display of affection?
Well, I don't mind that.
Like, I prefer that, John. I sit in the corner and I watch. Yeah. I'm like, you... Go but, get him, dude!
Like, I don't know. I think a guy should act like a guy. I don't like...
Yeah.
Flamboyant.
Okay.
Like, if you want to go to your house or, like, some safe place and do that, you know, fucking do it, but...
Okay, yeah, I feel the same way. Like, because people, I've been asked that before, like, what's your stance on gay marriage? And I'm like, can do what they want, just not in my sight of radius. Like, I don't want to see them. It's kind of like, you know how mutants, like, they're hiding from the world? If they did that, that'd be fine. But as soon as I see their claws or fucking mind abilities.
Just something about two guys kissing.
It's just so weird.
Like,
it's
I'd rather see two guys doing it and I'd just be like, oh, one of them was being raped and make it easier for my
doesn't
brain to comprehend.
Doesn't it seem that girls are more susceptible to, like, lesbian than guys? Like, if you were to go up to a straight guy and be like, kiss that guy, you know they'd be like, fuck no. But if you did it to a girl, wouldn't they be, like, more susceptible? Wouldn't you think so? Like, if you were to ask 10 out of 10 girls, like, at least half of them would do it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You're nodding your head and like, please say something, like, so when I'm editing this doesn't sound like a creep where you're just looking at me.
is he like trying to ask me if
no. I kiss him? Fuck no. I'm like, well then James,
put a lot of thought and planning into this, and almost sounds like he actually wants to talk about him.
But okay, we got the James delivery. Boom, that's one segment. We got the time machine, boom. And we could do this stuff where it's like we have nothing to talk about, or we can see we're dipping low, and I can be like, yeah, let's go. Yeah. I still want something else. I wanted to have something prone toward, like, because I got you as mailman, we got the movies that we're doing in general, then I needed something for me, but I couldn't think of anything. Because I was going to be like, where is John at in his life? I'm still in the black, like, porn voice. Dun, 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 dun. But,
Excess.
Yeah, Excess. How's Excess going? Well, it's going pretty good. Because there's, like, nothing going. Like, mailman you can talk about. I just don't know. I was going to do, like, a thing where I record people in the store. Like, I do that thing when I get bored with customers. But I don't deal with customers that much because it's going to be my iPod. And, like, because I always include movie titles into conversations when I'm talking with customers because they can tell that they have no idea what they're asking for, and I'm just like, yeah, that's a Jurassic Park link you need. And they're like, oh, okay, well, and I'm like, it's at Best Buy, and they're like, well, it looks like I'm taking a trip over to Best Buy, and like, I was gonna do that, but I don't deal with customers anymore. But I could do it, actually, I could do it tomorrow because they're having me cover a 4-hour shift from what? 8 a.m. to 12, so it might be a little dead.
Like electronics, or
yeah. We'll see if it works out. I'll try to come up with something. Oh, but
keep forgetting to bring the walkie.
Well, yeah. Oh, we should do that, dude.
I know.
We should do it. You got to bring the walkie.
It's every time they like start talking, just go. Walkie talkie. Yeah. Nothing's gonna get done because of fart noises.
You should act like a ghost. Or it's like. Like.
Ooh.
That's funny. I found an audio clip on my phone that I was going to bring in, but it creeped me out so much I deleted it. It was like, I think my phone. Because I've been using my phone a lot to like voice record and do thoughts and all that. And I think I was sleeping and it recorded my voice and it was literally just like. It like clicked off and that was it. And I kept listening to it and I was creeped out because I'm like, I think that's me. But the thing was, it was like 3 p.m. in the afternoon and I was like, it creeped me out. But
it's probably like the fourth con, you're just being abducted by aliens.
Yeah. Like, this guy's a pussy, we should send him back. I'm like, but let's see. Yeah, I think we covered everything. Anything you want to say before we go see this movie?
So what is it about again?
I'm as blank as you because I didn't read this.
He's
comic
like a tree.
I don't think it's about a guy with a tree, but I think it's about a group.
No, there's a guy
Vin Diesel does the voice of him.
Oh, so he's gay.
Yeah. I think Vin Diesel's gay, but I don't want to make any assumptions.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think he is too. But all right.
I don't think he fully realizes it yet. But.
Oh, you know what? I added. There's this note, it literally says, Mind Meld 725 James phone pickup. Okay, this is what happened. It was 4 p.m., you texted me something like, it was something about, like, you're like, I'm doing sports, I may not be there in time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, well, just check me back later. 3 hours went by, I'm just watching TV. The minute I reach for my phone at 725, literally right as I touch it, it goes, and I look at it, and it's your text. Like, you just texted me at 7:25. How weird is that? Like, it wasn't, like, literally 2 seconds after you sent me the first text. It was a 3-hour period, and nothing went off on my phone. And right when I went to pick up my phone to write a note, it went off. Do you think there's some, like...
I have a very strong connection to people.
I know. I think that's it, because this is the second time it's happened, because I brought this up before, but... I can delete that note now. What else? I got my schedule in here... Sunny, Sin City, we already talked about that. Alright, we're good. But, alright, we're gonna go see Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll be right back. Here's a clip.
I look around. You know what I see? Losers. I mean, like, folks who have lost stuff. Their homes, their families. And we're facing a threat that could destroy us all.
Love and strikes out to come on, baby, let me get to
going to save the galaxy, we're going to have to do it together. Partners.
Why would you want to save the galaxy?
Because I'm one of the idiots who lives in it!
Oh, what the hell? I don't got that long a lifespan anyway.
Why would you risk your life for this?
Because right now, life's giving us a chance.
To do what?
Something good, something bad, a bit of both.
We will fight beside you. I will destroy you and your world.
First, you gotta go through us! We're the frickin' Guardians of the Galaxy!
Hey guys, so the audio file of James and my reaction to Guardian of the Galaxy somehow got corrupted or whatever, but basically James ended up giving it a 7.5 and I gave it a perfect 10. So yeah, definitely check it out if you're a superhero fan, because it's pretty awesome. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.